You're listening to West Marin Community Radio, KWMR. 90.5 Point Reyes Station, 89.9 Bolinas, and 92.3 San Geronimo Valley.
Media support for KWMR is provided by the Point Reyes Light, family-owned since 1948. Information on classified subscriptions, advertising, and more at ptraiselight.com or at 415-669-1200.
Programming support for KWMR is provided by Marin Agricultural Land Trust, a member-supported nonprofit organization working to preserve Marin County farmland, on the web at malt.org. That's MALT.org. And with that, we've arrived at just a hair past 9 a.m. on this beautiful, beautiful Thursday, June 10th morning. And thanks to Howard Dillon for another great episode of Top of the Morning. Be looking forward to spending a little time with Howard this morning, chatting and hanging out. And now it's time to welcome you into the part of the KWMR broadcast that we're calling the Curio Cabinet. A little place. It's always full, never cluttered. Sundries, oddities, and sort of whatever occurs to us this morning. So welcome. Well, that's right. This is the Curio Cabinet. We're here every Thursday morning from 9 to 10 a.m. And I'm happy to be here with you. It is just a stunningly beautiful morning here in West Marin. Taking the drive up through the Alima Valley this morning it's always a pleasure, but it was just particularly bucolic, to use a word out there. Wanted to just make a brief mention of the 13 Curves area along Highway 1. It's been a place of controversy, as they say, with regards to some of the tree work that's happening. And it's certainly been, a little bit of a hassle for me as a commuter. But now that they've got this stuff cleared out, the vistas are just... It is beautiful. There were buckeye trees blooming this morning. You could see these stands of bay laurel and oak trees, and I was no longer white-knuckling the steering wheel going around these turns. It's actually quite nice. I was sort of expecting, I understand the need for thinning eucalyptus for fire safety, of course, and I understand the importance and also the need, just more broadly speaking, of humans to sort of be taking some responsibility for tending to our landscapes here. But I sort of thought, well, it's going to look ugly for a while because they've cut these trees down and it'll be sort of a construction site. But it's actually quite the opposite. All of a sudden, it is just beautiful. What do you think, Howard?
I absolutely agree. I think you get a sense of vista that you're looking at spaces that you simply couldn't see before because, that old line, you can't see the wood for the trees.
Yeah.
They've pushed the margins back a little bit, and what it does is it just makes it more beautiful. The light's coming in, the sunlight's in, and they've taken out, and it's not just fire, it's also the danger of those trees falling over. We're in an earthquake region, and
There, I'm having my. Hear you a bit better now.
This is what they call engineering. earthquakes, tsunamis. This is a major artery in this part of the world, and 13 curves is a bottleneck. I have seen trucks stuck across some of those curves. There was a beautiful morning where they were hauling pre-made houses down to what used to be Weber's Starroot Farm is now the University of San Francisco. And they were bringing in better housing, but they couldn't get through 13 curves. They were just stuck across the corner. And you had to sit there for, you know, hours while people maneuvered things and helicopters came in. It was, you know, extraordinary stuff. So it's not – it's road widening, road safety as much as fire. But
yes,
our group has changed its name, I have to tell everybody.
Oh, is that right?
We're no longer what we used to be, Wildfire Safe Bolinas, because people in the fire suppression world think that's too close to they thought we were giving the wrong impression there, too close to Fire Safe Marin and other groups, and that somehow that would give the impression that if we did what we wanted to do, which is get rid of some trees along the edges of the only evacuation route out of Bolinas, that would solve all the problems and people would then have a false sense of security. So we've changed our name to the Bolinas Eucalyptus Project, BEP, or BEPO, as I'm calling it.
BEPO.
But a little Italian guy who's going to get things done. And the Ukes, I mean, I was saying, let's use the word trees. But no, Ukes, we're focusing on Ukes because they're big, they're dangerous, they're foreign, they're not natives. And we want to replace them with beautiful California oak trees and bay laurels and manzanita bushes and we're blanking. What's the other tree, that beautiful, beautiful tree that looks like it's related to the manzanita?
Madrones. Among my favorite, the arbutus family.
Just beautiful tree.
Really lovely.
In the world.
Well, what's striking to me is that a lot of that ecosystem is here already. Yes, the eucalyptus do have a tendency to dominate, and I see areas where they've been established and there's not much else grows there. But around the periphery, there are all these other wonderfully diverse native trees that are already here. I mean, that's just what I was noticing on 13 Curves.
Ceanothus, California coffeeberry, laurels, different kinds of conifers. They're all there. They've just got to be allowed to come back, and the big old Ukes pushed to the margin the way they should be.
Yeah, I agree. Anyway, beautiful morning out there. We've got a good show lined up today. I'm going to play a lot of music. I have on good faith, I'm going to get a hold of Mr. Danny Vitale, our man about town. Uh-huh. He said he's got a special report for us coming up at about 9:30. But I thought we would just keep things rolling with some good music this morning. I think a little Stevie Wonder and some Stevie Wonder morning music is in order. Happier Than the Morning Sun. Here we go.
If I should ever bring you inside my life, I'm happier than the morning sun, and that's the way you say that it would be. If I should ever bring you inside my life, all my life I was alone. Didn't think I'd find my part. Now I see there's joy inside your heart. Every day I search for the star that never was in the sky. And now I see this star. In the morning sun, and that's the way you said
that you told me.
If I gave you a chance to come inside my life. had in my life. Dun, 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 I love you.
Well, now let's check in with the National Weather Service. Forecast for Thursday, June the 10th. Looks like today's going to be sunny with a high near 62, west-northwest wind 8 to 15 miles per hour, with gusts as high as 18 miles per hour in the afternoon. This evening, patchy fog after 1 a.m., otherwise partly cloudy with a low around 47, west winds 5 to 14 miles per hour. So gusty winds in the afternoon, patchy fog in the early morning. Looks like that trend is going to continue all through the weekend. Should be a beautiful weekend with highs in the upper 60s. We are heading for a new moon coming up. That's right. We're in the waning phase of the moon, and actually new moon tonight, and then we'll be back into the waxing mode again. Of course, during this phase the moon is too close to the sun in the sky to be visible at all. The moon rises and sets with the sun, and it's not present in the night sky, and because of this the night sky is darker, and it's an excellent time to view some other celestial objects. And I picked up a little old telescope at one of Pam Springer's wonderful yard sales the other week, and I'm hoping, if it's not too foggy tonight, to take it out and try to see what there is to see out there. Did you ever get into using a telescope, Howard?
I have a little, you know, I can still remember the very first time I looked through a pair of binoculars at the moon, and it was a total mind blower because somehow I got through my entire childhood without ever looking through a telescope or binoculars or anything like that at the celestial thing. And you can see Jupiter's moons, you know, with a good telescope.
Yeah.
You can see Saturn's rings.
See the rings.
It's all out there, but with just the naked eye, they're just little pinpricks. They're just these little dots up in the sky. But a good telescope makes a great deal of difference. I watched the moon eclipse the other night. It was very, very, very beautiful with a good pair of binoculars. It was a little cold sitting out in the middle of the night with my PJs on, but it was worth it for the visuals. The visuals were just extraordinary.
Totally missed it.
Ah.
We've been struggling with children that don't seem to like to sleep at night. So anytime they're asleep, I'll pretty much be asleep as well, hopefully.
One of the many luxuries of growing old is that you can set your own thing. And I got up at 4 a.m. and went outside and stared at the sky for a while with a good pair of binoculars. It's very, 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 very satisfying, very beautiful.
Yeah, it's amazing what you can see just with some binoculars. And this little telescope that I got, it's nothing terribly impressive looking. I like it, but you can especially I like when the moon is at about a half moon stage and you can see that edge there and you really see all the craters in the moon, realize where we are, and
magic.
And hopefully we'll be able to continue to see these things in the night sky in the years to come. The hubris of humanity seems to suggest maybe otherwise, in terms of things being launched into space and blocking things out, but again, that's...
I mean, there's been those nights when I've lain out in the desert in Arizona and looked up at the night sky, and suddenly there's some thing whizzing by, and there's another one, and you start going, oh my goodness, the sky is full of man-made objects.
There's a lot,
It's very... I still remember the very first time my dear father pulled us out into the night, damp, cold November night in the south of England, and said, Sputnik.
Wow.
This little...
Sputnik was going by.
Sputnik whizzing by in the upper atmosphere or up above the atmosphere altogether. And there it was, this little blurry light just scooting across the sky. Huh. And you just go, okay, we've entered a new age.
I had a really strange experience. I was a few weeks ago out on the Carrizo Plain, which is this lovely...
I love it.
Bureau of Land Management, you know, the area.
Well, yeah. And did you get to the rock, the donut shape?
We didn't
rock?
Get no, but my I've never been there, but my folks really like going out there, and they were telling me all about the rock.
Yeah,
strange,
magical, absolutely amazing.
But we had a lovely time sitting out there. Just not much going on. Sometimes there's amazing flowers, but this year is too dry for that. Everything had gone, but we were sitting there looking at the stars, and all of a sudden this line of I'm not exaggerating, maybe 80 points of light all in a perfect straight line come parading across the sky.
Wow.
And, of course, it was the new Starlink satellite array.
Wow.
Which has been launched by Elon Musk, who I think is actually going into outer space sometime in the next couple of days.
Isn't he and his brother. Jeff Bezos?
Oh, no, it's Bezos.
Bezos.
Oh, yeah, Bezos is going in space. Sorry, one of those guys.
Yeah, one of those guys.
Sorry. But anyway, I was disturbed personally, but it was a strange sight to see, because you're just out in the middle. You feel that you're in the middle of nowhere. Yeah. Of course you're not. We're, just a couple hours from LA.
Right.
And this apparition appears going across the sky.
That is a mind blower. 80 lights in a line.
It was something like that. Yeah. And then it came by again. We saw it a little later. And apparently I read up on it more, and apparently they're visible in that way when they're first launched, and then they have this apparatus in them that they adjust so as to not reflect.
Huh.
Because what you're seeing is a reflected sunlight.
Okay.
Back, and so they adjust in some way so they reflect less light. And I've looked up at the Bleenest night sky a lot since then and have not seen it again, although I heard sort of anecdotal reports from folks up here that it was visible at times. And, You know, I have mixed feelings about technology, broadly speaking, and just our impact on the Earth and now on the stratosphere, increasingly.
Yeah.
But you know, it's funny that in the moment when they came by, we're sitting. You know, there's no cell reception out there, and my mother was, I think, taking a photograph, and so she had her phone out. And all of a sudden, as the because what the satellites are intended to, is to provide internet access, which, of course, people do need these days. And all of a sudden, her phone went to full service for a brief moment. So, so they were working. They were doing the thing.
Wow.
Anyway.
Amazing.
I go on. I digress.
No, it is because it's balanced. It's like the promise of nuclear power. It's going to be so cheap you'll never pay for electricity again, but we'll all be dead because we've been fried by the radiation, you know. And you just go, maybe there's somewhere in between. It's like 5G. They go, it's going to fry your brains and it's going to be on every telegraph pole. Telegraph, see, even right there. Yeah. Every utility pole in the world, you've got to have your neighborhood covered in 5G. And everybody's brains are going to be fried, you know. And, I mean, little kids are getting cancers, you know.
Yeah.
And you just go, is there a connection? I think there is. But, you know, and you go, oh, you go to the Board of Supes and you go, we don't want 5G. And they go, sorry, there's nothing we can do. It's mandated from Washington. The you know, you should have been here 5 years ago because those arguments, you're too late. It's like that lovely line in The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy where the Vogons come to demolish Earth to make way for an intergalactic bypass.
Yeah.
And they say, well, the plans have been on display on Alpha Centauri for 10 of your Earth years if you can't take an interest in local affairs. You know? And you just go, oh, okay, we missed that. But, you know, 5G is coming, and will there be anybody able to use it?
To enjoy it. Will we be around?
We'll all be like gripping each other with cancers and horrible things. And you just go, no, it can't be that way. You know, is it that way? I don't know. I mean, this is what, you know, I wake screaming in the middle of the night going. So I don't know. I mean, yes, I love my iPhone. Is it an iPhone? Yes, it's an iPhone. You know, I love taking photographs with my iPhone. I love seeing my grandchildren on the iPhone when I can't be there. But at what price? At what cost?
Yeah. Well, it's sort of, I think we're in a cultural place where we want it all the time. I mean, I feel I'm that way. Oh. I think for the overall health of ourselves and the planet, there may be some, maybe sacrifice is too strong a word, but maybe some adjustments to our lifestyle that need to be made. I don't know. Who knows? Who knows? Let's hear something about from the world of the birds, just because it's always nice to hear a little bird note. These are some good people that bring us almost every day. There are two little 2-minute pieces about birds, and this one is the baddest birds on the block. You're tuned into the Curio Cabinet here on KWMR. I'm Jeff Manson. I'm here with Howard Dillon. We're going to catch Danny Vitale on the phone a little after 9:30, so do stay with us, and let's have a little bird note.
The fresh air, a moment to reflect on the beauty of our natural world. In the hustle and bustle of our busy lives, those moments are so important. If you look forward to our shows every day, consider giving back. A monthly gift of $10 or $15 goes a long way toward helping BirdNote expand.
A silver blur rockets toward an unsuspecting grouse, followed quickly by an explosion of feathers as the hawk strikes. The northern goshawk is so fast and fierce, no wonder Attila the Hun wore its image on his helmet. For the next of our bird baddies, its deadly slithering prey makes its reputation. The brown snake eagle, which has a surprisingly quiet cry, soars over the savannas, plains, and semi-desert regions of sub-Saharan Africa. Grabbing a cobra from the ground, it quickly tears off the venomous head mid-flight, then swallows the entire 6-foot snake, a quick and tidy end for a deadly reptile. One of the world's largest owls rounds out our baddest list. The Eurasian eagle owl. This handsome, tawny predator lives in rocky habitats as well as forest, where it preys on hares, foxes, even animals as large as deer fawns. A supreme hunter that reigns across two continents. For Bird Note, I'm Michael Stein.
Well, there you have it. Just a little something to remind us of the wildness of nature. We've got some nice programming coming up later this morning. I want to let you know Carrie Livingston will be back live in the studio with her Turning Pages for Children of All Ages at 10 a.m. Looking forward very much to that. And then at 11 a.m., I'll be speaking with Lisa Massey from Digital Marin, actually speaking on these things of connectivity and some of the work that the county's doing to try to keep people connected out here. I want to play a little more morning music for you, and we'll see if we can get Danny Vitale on the phone. And this is Lucio Battisti, an Italian singer-songwriter, and a song called La Collina dei Ciliegi, which means I think it's a cherry blossom. Something about cherry trees.
No parli italiano.
And a good springtime morning song for you. Here you go.
Davvero tu vuoi vivere una vita luminosa e più fragrante? Cancella col coraggio quella supplica dagli occhi. Troppo spesso la saggezza è solamente la prudenza più stagnante. E quasi sempre dietro la collina è il sole. Ma perché tu non ti vuoi azzurra e lucente? Ma perché tu non vuoi spaziare con me, volando intorno alla tradizione, come un colombo intorno a un pallone, frenato e con un colpo di becco, ben aggiustato, forato e lui giù, giù, giù. E noi ancora, ancora più su, planando sopra boschi. Braccia tese, un sorriso che non ha né più un volto né più un'età. Limiti e confini, ci allontaniamo e poi ci ritroviamo più vicini. E più in alto e più in là, ora figli dell'immensità.
Se segui la mia mente, se segui la mia mente, abbandoni facilmente le antiche gelosie. Ma non ti accorgi che è solo la paura che inquina e uccide i sentimenti. Le anime non hanno sesso né sono. Potremmo correre sulla collina e fra i ciliegi veder la mattina.
Mi giorno
e
dando un calcio ad un sasso residuo d'inferno, farlo rotolar giù, 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 giù. E noi
ancora, ancora più su. Planando sopra boschi di braccia tese, un sorriso che non ha né più un volto né più un'età, e respirando brezze che dilagano su terre senza limiti e confini, ci allontaniamo e poi ci ritroviamo più vicini.
This is KWMR 90.5 Point Reyes Station, 89.9 Bolinas, 92.3 in the San Geronimo Valley. And that's Lucio Battisti here on the Curio Cabinet doing a song called La Colina de Ciliegi, meaning the Hill of Cherry Trees. Almost got it right earlier. And I'd like to let you know that KWMR is supported by Willow Creek Wealth Management, serving the North Bay since 1984, offering independent, fee-only wealth consultation. Information available at Willow Creek Wealth. Well, now let's pop on over to downtown Point Reyes Station and see if we can find Mr. Danny Vitale, our man about town. Well, good morning, Danny.
Good morning, Jeff. Good to be here with you.
How are things looking out there in downtown Point Reyes Station?
Oh, it's looking pretty chill. We got a nice day. The sun is shining, the birds are chirping, Point Reyes Station is bustling, sort of.
Sounds like you got a mouthful of pastries there.
I've got a little quiche going on. I wanted to let you know that there's two flavors of quiche at the Brick Maiden this morning, so you can really follow your heart truly there.
I assume a vegetarian option in it.
Indeed. Yeah, they've got a vegetarian option and a meat option. A little update, the Old Western Saloon is open.
So I heard.
I don't know if they're open right now, but maybe later today. And the beer in there is very cold and good.
So you've sampled a post, dare I say, post-pandemic pint.
I did, and it was as good as I remember.
Wow. I heard a rumor that the Haggards are going to be playing at the Western at some point coming up soon.
I also heard that rumor. My third cousin, Merlin, is in that band. And I heard that they're playing there June 19th for a sort of reopening situation. Yeah, pretty exciting times.
I've never seen you at a Haggard show, Danny. It's odd.
Yeah, you know, I'm more of an El Radio guy. So
you and Merlin have never been in the same room at the same time.
Yeah, I'm proud of him. It's just, you know, it's not really my cup of tea, so to speak.
Well, that's exciting. I look forward to joining you over there at some point.
Third cousin twice removed, I should have mentioned.
Should be removed.
Yeah, ought to be if I had my way.
Well, what else is...
I wanted to let you know that the sheriff's on the corner. He's parked on the corner over there by Point Reyes gas station. Yeah. So there's that.
Keeping an eye on.
Looks like there's a show at the Toby's... the Gallery Route 1, The Seed Cycles of Life, Artists in the Schools, June 3rd to 22nd.
Yes. Yes, yes.
I saw that. I see that banner here. I see Black Mountain. I see a Greg with his red truck downtown, one of the mayors of Point Reyes, I believe. You know,
How's the big
Cheetah's truck? There's a lot going on at Cheetah's next door here.
Yeah, well, I was talking to Kimmy Hett this morning, and she said both of their cars are at Cheetah's this morning.
Ah, that's one of those situations.
Both being repaired.
I've been there.
It's rough. How about the big business shuffle of downtown Point Reyes Station? Any updates in that realm? Who's going where, or is that kind of settled down now?
I think it seems like it's kind of relatively settled. Susan Hayes is over where Vito Collage was, and that's been moved over to where the flower power was. And Marty Knapp's holding strong, though, in his gallery. He's not going anywhere. You know?
He's there. How's Loose Joints doing?
Loose Joints is doing very well. I have been spending all my money there. But for worthy investments, and including a song that I would like you to play, I actually bought this record at the store, and it came with a CD, a compact disc. So now I put that in my car because there's a CD player in there, in my truck. And so if I'm not listening to KWMR, there's a really high chance that I'm listening to this CD on repeat, and it's very good.
Well, what is it? What should we play for the people?
It's the Caetano Veloso self-titled album. I believe it's 1969.
Wow.
And it's kind of the origins of the Tropicalia music genre, like kind of psychedelic Brazilian jazz pop music.
Wow.
And the song is Alegria, Alegria. And
bless your heart. Bless your heart, yeah. Danny, for requesting that. I think we can certainly make that happen. Anything else you'd like to share with our listeners? I know you're a busy man.
No, I just wish, hope everybody has a great day and leading into a great weekend, and everyone is safe and happy. And, looking forward to everything.
You sound like a Miss World contestant there.
Yeah, that's how I feel right now. And, I just had some coffee, and that's really just kind of, turning the switch or whatever.
It's helpful.
The switch for me.
It's possible I myself am under-caffeinated in this moment, but that's another story.
You can do something about that.
It's true. There's a lot of coffee available here in downtown Point Reyes Station.
There's several situations where of coffee. There's a short line at Toby's right now. You can get it at the Palace Market. You can get it at the Bovine. You can get it at Brick Maiden.
How's the coffee at the Western?
I've never had the coffee at the Western.
I remember, the best coffee in Bolinas for a long time was at Smiley's.
Oh, really? I believe that.
Yeah. Well, hey, listen, Danny, we'll let you go. I've got some Caetano Veloso for the people, so let's bring it up. Always a pleasure to have you here on the Curio Cabinet on KWMR.
Always an honor, Jeff. Thank you.
Bye, Danny.
Take care.
Contra o vento, sem lenço, sem documento, no sol de quase dezembro, eu vou. O sol se reparte em crimes, espaçonaves guerrilhas, em cardinales bonitas, eu vou. Em caras de presidentes, em grandes beijos de amor, em dentes, pernas, bandeiras, bomba e Brigitte Bardot. O sol nas bancas de revista me enche de alegria e preguiça. Quem lê tanta notícia? Eu vou por entre fotos e nomes, os olhos cheios de cores, o peito cheio de amor.
Eu vou, por que não? Por que não? pensa em casamento e eu nunca mais fui à escola sem lenço, sem documento. Eu vou, eu tomo uma Coca-Cola, ela pensa em casamento e uma canção me consola. Eu vou, por entre fotos e nomes, sem livros e sem fuzil, sem fome, sem telefone, no coração do Brasil. Ela nem sabe até, pensei em cantar na televisão. O sol é tão bonito. Eu vou sem lenço, sem documento, nada no bolso ou nas mãos. Eu quero seguir vivendo.
Parsley Sound, a regular morning song for me. Ease yourself and glide. And I hope you all out there are easing yourselves and gliding to wherever it is that you need to be on this fine Thursday morning. This is the Curio Cabinet. I'm here for just a few more moments with my friend and neighbor, Howard Dillon. And we're just having a good old time listening to music together, chatting about the things that are happening, this sort of return to civic life and culture that we are witnessing this spring. Fingers crossed, we'll keep on going. And one thing that we realized we hadn't mentioned that we should is Keith Hansen and his new book. I know that he had a signing for it over at the Bolinas Museum last weekend. I wasn't able to get there, but what a treasure Keith Hansen is.
Absolutely. And his, I mean, just the stunning beauty. I'm thinking of like his bird portraits. I you know, he's done these hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of illustrations over the years. This book is 20 years in the making, and each and every one of them is like the best bird it can be. It's like, you know, Hollywood portraits of birds that they just look so good and so beautiful for identification, but just the sheer joy of looking at Keith's paintings and these birds in their different phases of the immature and the female and the male and the molting and sometimes summer plumage and winter plumage. It's just, I'm a bird watcher from a very early age in Ireland and England, and this is just such joy to have Keith Hansen right there in our town with his gallery anytime you can go by. And this book is a fantastic distillation of years of work and beauty, just so beautiful, these illustrations. And, of course, you can buy copies of the book, but you can also buy individual prints of some of the individual bird portraits.
Yeah, and I do know that his studio and gallery, which is tucked right behind the Bolinas Museum there on Wharf Road, is now back open again. He's welcoming visitors. I think his hours are somewhat irregular. You know, if you can catch him there, it's worth a visit. It's interesting to see. One time he was painting a big oil painting of a crow, and he said he was describing his process for getting the blackest black, which has actually no black paint in it at all, but it's this mix of all these other colors that he's getting. And it was very cool to see. I had a great Keith Hansen sighting a few weeks ago. I was riding my bike down Terrace in Bolinas, and here's this whole group of people. I'm going down the hill, and here's Keith at the center, and four or five people with binoculars just frozen right in the middle of the road, blocking the road, looking up into one of the trees there. And, so I stopped and said, what are you looking at? And it wasn't anything tremendously rare or exotic. I think it may have been a hawk of some kind. And, but they were just so focused and captivated and just full of joy is what I saw. I saw just deep joy on everyone's face. And, no doubt Keith was giving them some good stories about our local fauna. Really wonderful stuff. What else to mention? Oh, I did want to say that as a semi-regular segment on this show, Curio Cabinet, we've got Nicole Lavelle's Let's Hear It segment, which happens every 2 weeks. And so we've still got the prompt out for next week. And the prompt is to recommend a plant. And you can do so in a variety of ways. You can email me at programming@kwmr.org. And you can also call our hotline. Yes, that's right. We've got a hotline. And it's 415-663-8068, extension 105.
Now, what do you mean recommend a plant? To grow, to look at, to
whatever
eat?
She leaves these prompts wonderfully open-ended. Okay. So what does that mean to you? recommend a plant. I've been trying to think about it. I want to come up with something clever.
Well, I love growing trees from seed. That's one of my big occupations. Somebody just asked me the other day for hawthorn berries.
Oh, wow.
Which I have some growing from the trees. You know, the trees in front of the community center in library.
Yes.
Those are hawthorns, also called May trees because they blossom in May. Rowan, they're also known as the Rowan tree. It's my Scottish clan tree, so it's a tree I have an affinity to. It's where I saw my first, talking about birds, first live cedar waxwings eating the hawthorn berries. That's when I really knew that Bolinas was the right spot for me, because I'd always looked at those birds. They're such beautiful birds with their little, they look like a 1930s Art Deco speedsters.
Yes.
Beautiful birds. And there they were. I'd never seen them live. I'd only seen them in illustrations. And there they were sitting in front of the Bolinas Library eating the berries. So,
wow.
Yeah, you never know what you're going to see. Yeah. Of course, they come through. They're on their way north and south. They come through in the fall and the spring, heading north in the spring and south in the fall. They overwinter for much further south, but they breed in the north, in the woods and so on, up in the north. Beautiful, beautiful birds. Anyway, yeah.
Well, I think we've got our first submission for next week here, coming from Howard. I'll have to extract the audio from this broadcast. Well, gosh, we're just about wrapping up things here. Coming up next, we've got Kerry Livingston with Turning Pages for Children of All Ages. She'll be here live in the studio.
I see her outside.
She may be here already.
Yep.
Wonderful. I'd like to keep in this Brazilian music vein. This is this wonderful song, Calice, from Chico Buarque and Milton Nascimento. And we'll go ahead and put that on and get things ready for the next wonderful moment.
Milty, I love Milty.
Great music. Great music. And here it is, and I hope it improves your morning. No matter what you're doing out there. Thanks for being with us, listening to KWMR. We're so glad to have ourselves on your radio, wherever it is, dear listener. And thanks to Howard for being with me this morning in the Curio Cabinet.
My pleasure.
Afasta de mim esse cálice,
Pai, afasta de mim esse cálice,
Pai, afasta de mim esse cálice de vinho tinto de sangue, Pai,
afasta de mim esse cálice, Pai,
afasta de mim esse cálice, Pai,
afasta de mim esse cálice de vinho tinto de sangue. Como beber dessa bebida amarga, tragar a dor, engolir a labuta. Mesmo calada a boca, resta o peito. Silêncio na cidade não se escuta. De que me vale ser filho da santa? Melhor seria ser filho da outra. Outra realidade menos morta. Tanta mentira, tanta força bruta.
Pai,
Pai,
afasta de mim esse cálice.
Pai,
afasta de mim esse cálice.
Pai,
afasta de mim esse cálice
de vinho tinto de sangue.
Como é difícil acordar calado, se na calada da noite eu me dano. Quero lançar um grito desumano, que é uma maneira de ser escutado. Esse silêncio todo me atordoa, atordoado eu permaneço atento, na arquibancada pra qualquer momento, ver emergir o monstro da lagoa. Pai,
Pai,
afasta de mim esse cálice.
Pai,
afasta de mim esse cálice.
Pai, afasta de mim esse cálice de vinho tinto de sangue.
Música.
De muito gorda a porca já não anda. De muito usada a faca já não corta. Como é difícil, pai, abrir a porta. Essa palavra presa na garganta. Esse pileque homérico no mundo. De que adianta ter boa vontade? Mesmo calado o peito, resta a cuca dos bêbados do centro da cidade.
Pai, afasta de mim esse cálice. Pai, afasta de mim esse cálice. Pai, afasta de mim esse cálice. De vinho tinto de sangue.
Talvez o mundo não seja pequeno.
Cálice.
Nem seja a vida um fato consumado.
Cálice.
Quero inventar o meu próprio pecado.
Cálice. Cálice.
Quero morrer do meu próprio veneno.
Cálice.
Quero perder de vez tua cabeça.
Cálice.
Minha cabeça perder teu juízo.
Cálice.
Quero cheirar fumaça de óleo diesel.
Cálice.
Me embriagar até que alguém me esqueça.
Cale-se.
Thank you.